Continuing Siman Reish Beis, we are up to Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin deals with tamarim, dates, shemi'akon biyad, that you made it into a dough, v'asim hem isa, so you mashed it, v'yitzim hem garinim, you remove the seeds, so it has some resemblance of the original fruit. The halacha is afilo hachila nishtanis brechasan, the bracha doesn't change, and since dates are ha'etz, v'varchalein bar pre'etz, l'vasayif bracha me'ein shalosh, and there are products like this, date bars, where there's dates in it, and if the date is the ikker, then you make a bar pre'etz, and you would make a bracha me'ein shalosh afterwards. Now, this sif has many ramifications in halacha, as you could imagine. It's a small sif here, and there are other places in Shulchan Aruch where it comes up, but that is in regards to processed foods. What bracha do you make on processed foods? Most foods that you purchase out of a package, a granola bar, a protein bar, even mashed potatoes, or anything that it's not in its original form, there's a question, what bracha do you make? What bracha do you make on corn chips, on corn cereal, on rice cereal? So many of the principles to get to that psak come from this sif. So the Mechaber says that when you mash it, even if you remove the seeds, it still retains its bracha. So the Rama adds, lefizeh, hu adin belatverin hanikra pavilda. The same thing would apply to this latverin, which is some type of fruit dish called pavilda, that you cook the fruits, and then it is no longer in its original form. You make a bar priet in it. So that's the shita of the Mechaber based on the Rambam. However, this is the shita of the Trumas Hadeshen, and many of the Minhagim, many of the Pesachim we have in the world of Ashkenaz come from the Trumas Hadeshen, so it's important to realize who this Yesh Oimrim is. The Yesh Oimrim, the Varchaleim, Shahako, that whenever it's processed, you should make a Shahako on it. So the Rama says, what should he do? So he's not giving a psak on the machlekes, who is correct. He says, since it's a question of brachas, whenever it comes to a question of brachas, and you have an option of making a shahako, so then you avoid the shaila. But if you already made a bar pre'etz, yatsa, kichen, ner ikr, that seems to be the primary shita, not like the Trumas Hadeshen. So we see the Mechaber. We have to break it down, no pun intended, processes. What exactly is the case of Miachon Biyad? It's based on the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches. So let's see how the Shabura brings the sugya to life. And we'll see some of the Halacha Lamaisa. We're obviously not going to go through an exhaustive list of different food items, but at least you could see where the Shaila comes from. Sivkot Mem Shemiachon Biyad, Pirish Avshinus Rasika Dizilagami, became totally processed or pulverized. Afilo hachi mevarchem pre'etz. The shita of the Mechaber is you always make a bar pre'etz. Bishem dekevan da adayin mamash and kaim. Since the mamash is still there, it's not a drink. It's a jam. It's some type of spread. Shayach levarchalein bar pre'etz. You can make a bar pre'etz. V'otin leinim pre'adamak on erdapol shemiach and v'ason kisa. So mashed potatoes, according to the Mechaber, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it here, would be a hadama, if it's real potatoes. Hanikra pavilda sheisin migud gedanias v'sharminim shemitzin garineim. They remove the seeds. And they cook it until they dissolve totally. It doesn't seem like it's a liquid like a soup, but it's a paste, some type of mashed apple, an apple crisp. L'chara would have the same halacha, that according to the Mechaber, it would still be ha'etz. Now, sometimes an apple crisp will have mezainas on it, and then you get into shayla of kol sheyesh boy mechameshes minei dagam. Let's say it was a Pesach, gebrux free apple dish, and you want to know what the bracha would be. According to Mechaber, it would be a bar pre'etz. The Yesh Oimrim, those that say levarach lem shahako, make a shahako. Now, b'zeh nechlu l'acharnim. Now, l'acharnim argue, what is the shita of the Trumas Hadeshen? Yesh mehem shesoivrim, v'lovosh, mogen avram el yirabah, they hold, loy palik, kima pavilda, mishim shenimucha legami. Only arguing on this last piece of the Ramah, where the Ramah is quoting this Trumas Hadeshen, on the item that became nimoichu legamri, it became totally dissolved, and the important four words here, v'loi nikr tzuras and klal, and it's not recognizable, the tzura, the form, the texture of the original food is not there, meaning it could look like potatoes, but since it's not nikr klal, it's totally a porridge, it's not, has no texture of potato, then according to this Magen Avraham Al Yerabah, the Trumas Hadeshen would say, in this case, you make a shakal. Ava b'din ha-machaber, d'mayim b'tmar m'shnes rasku, sh'nikud ta'aron v'tzurasan, that it's recognizable what it looks like, and it's tzuras, the Mishnah is already adding words here, That's why it gets complicated in halacha l'maisa. Af kishem esraskin lagarmi, moidu demavarech pri eitz. Even though it's no longer in its original form, but it has some resemblance of the tzura of what it looked like, then you'd make a bar pri eitz. V'yishmem shesayvim, v'yishayvim pala gamet and machaber. And there are those that say, no, even the Truma Zeshan argues even in the machaber's case. Sfir luhu, the kevet in esraskin lagarmi, once it's entirely pulverized, and varash hako, you would make a shahako. Well, the dina in afkamin mazeh halach lemais the Mishnah Berurah says in afkamin a daf name that yeshar and polig gamat tamar mishnas rasku. Even if you want to tell me the yesh, I'm argue even on the first case. Who cares? Mikomakam the halacha kaim lankadas mechaber. We pass on the shulchan aruch teichasham amosh and kaim. If the mamash is still there, loy nishtanis berchasan, the bracha doesn't change. So as long as it has some of the mamashes around. In a date bar, you for sure have this. And many items, potato kugel, depending on how processed or what type of blade in the food processor you used, most of the time there is mamash and kayam, and therefore you make a hadama on kugel. If it's like the one of the companies, they use a hose. They hose out the potato into different pans. That's how they make it. They have a hose. So it's a liquid. It looks like a pancake mix. It's not really... There's no mamash and kaim, and you see the final product. Those potato kugels would be hadama. Those potatoes would be shahako. So, vak pavilda sheib kotzura. So, you don't even know what it is. Like you're having a falafel ball. So there, you don't know that there was ever a chickpea. There's no shaykhis to the chickpea and the falafel ball as far as tzurasay and mamashay. So, as the chatchil mavar shahako uchachras herma. In that case, you make a shahako. The brachazu yotze alakol, but the yevin. There's a shaila with the svardim hold regarding soy products and falafel products. Many of the svardim shapais can hold it's hadama. Because they go with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. While others say, no, it's totally, and he added flavors, and it's totally different. You'd make a shahakal. Now, this chumrah of making a shahakal to avoid a shiloh usually helps you. There's one situation where it doesn't help you, and that is in regards to bracha achorina, when it's not a bar nefashos. So in our case, you have a date bar or a fig bar, avalinim bracha achorina ein etza. Yisram elinim dvarm shu mishav asaminim, chlisa besimin reish chesem b'fis. If you get with the bracha's bar nefashos, rabbis, ein abuteres mein shalosh, if you're chayiv in a bracha mein shalosh, you can't simply just make a bar nefashos, v'le mein shalosh, b'teres bar nefashos, rabbis. Em loy sheyechol gam pri mishav asaminim, v'gam davar shebrachas bar nefashos, rabbis, the putter, unless a person ate half and half, so then it would pater mimanushach. Vim einloy nirelish yuchalavarch main shalish. So if you have no choice, in this case you could go with the ikur din of the mechaber, how he paskin that this date bar would be considered a bracha bar pri eitz, and you would make a bracha main shalish. Ki chemashim lashon rama the toivis ikur din shebrachasoy pri eitz that he takes as the halacha is that he would have to be, he takes the mechaber at face value, that this is how we paskin, and the Truma Hasdashin is just simply a yesh oimrim, but not how we would paskin. Now, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah brought down the yesh oimrim, and the yesh oimrim is the Truma Hasdashin, v'alkein, v'alvarach shak, v'alkein, meaning agris, v'yagdis, umalinis, v'chayotz ben shesirchtunis, v'mrachnis, v'dvash, v'tzukr, that they squeeze it, and they cook it, and they fry it with honey, that it totally lost its tzura, but the evidence of Eichleim brachas eruya, if you made the original brach on it, yatzay biyatza. So the Ramah concludes the toiv lachash shachil levar shahakol, but if you made a bar for eight, yatza. The Mishnah says from Rav Der Achilas Ois and Perisua De Risuk. If most of these types of fruits are eaten through processing, that's how people eat it. Nobody eats it whole. There was a paisik many years ago in Borough Park of Williamsburg wanted to say that all potatoes are used for kugel or used for risuk. The problem is that they use potatoes for potato chips and potatoes, so the psak doesn't, lachar doesn't make any sense. But let's say you'd have a food item that, let's say corn, people use it as corn. But one could argue that the corn that they use for corn chips is not sweet corn. One could make a very strong argument. In fact, I believe Rabbi Heinemann Shlita does have this argument that corn that is used, that we differentiate between the types of corn, that the corn that is used to make corn chips and corn tortillas and all those types of things is a difference, a low quality corn. That corn, nobody eats as is. You're not going to buy canned corn. Canned corn is going to be a sweet corn or corn on the cob. So there's a question if we could start differentiating within the mint itself. It comes up in the world of orange juice, the different types of oranges that are grown for, you know, for juice versus regular oranges. So one could make an argument that this is the derech is to use it aladei risuk. So in that case, so the nafka minu, let's say corn chex. So the corn chex or corn cereal, 99% of those corn cereals, there's no resemblance of corn. The corn was processed. Yeah, you added other ingredients. It was made into a slurry, like a hose. You know, you're using a hose to process this item. It's literally a liquid batter. It gets put into molds, and you have your corn cereal. So the question is, why would that be hadama? So l'chayra, even the mechaber would hold it's shahakol. There's no, it totally lost its resemblance. There's no shaychus to a corn, and it should be a shahakol. Unless you want to say that roiv of this type of corn is used for ayde risuk. Okay. Bailin bar peitz bar adama goy machol shem vashem mit lum shekar in kirbes vchin ingbor shari vissam shechukum shechunem tzukum vavarchim bar pi adama by the come on simon reish ches sef ches bagom adinim enos. We'll have to go back to it again, revisit this halacha, but that's the, at least you have the highlights of the lumdus of how you have different opinions regarding processed foods. For the most part, just a rule of thumb, if something is processed in a way that you cannot tell what it is, you have to look at the ingredients to see what is this food. It's a protein bar, even though there's soy protein in it or there's other things in it that theoretically come from ha'etz or adama, the halacha is that's going to be a shakal. When you get into the shilas in halacha, usually in one's kitchen, when they're making mashed potatoes or I don't know, they're making hummus or the like, where if there's enough resemblance, you left a lot of chickpeas in the hummus, so that hummus would be hadama, versus if it's totally processed into a paste and there's no resemblance anymore, so at least for Ashkenazim it would definitely be a shahakol, and just because of the trumas and the machlekes, although the Mishnah Berurah does say we go with the mechaber, but l'chera most of the poskim would say even in the mechaber it would still be shahakol. But I am aware that some svardish poskim say that many of these things are in fact, they are in fact hadama, they retain its bracha. So at least you see the beginnings of that machlekes. We don't have an hour to go through the shtalshlus of that psa. Okay, let's see weiter. Dvash, this is sifches, dvash is of meatmarm, so it has some continuity from siv zayin, and it comes up halach lamaisa. Dvash is of meatmarm, let's see, if honey that flowed out from the dates, mevarach alav shahakol, that even though the date is ha'etz, the honey that comes from the eitz is shahakol. V'chein ha'mashkin ha'yotzim mikol mina peres. The same thing would apply to all types of fruit juice, pomegranate juice, orange juice, apple juice, all these fruit juices would be a shahakol. Chutz mi zeis min oven, except for zeis min oven, because the product that comes out is considered chashuv. It comes up in Hilchos Shabbos that these items, there's a schita d'araisa, if someone squeezes out a grape on Shabbos. So you see that there's a different chashivas for zeisim ve'anovim. And those you make mevarich, on other ones you make a shahakol. Hazav me'atmarm, sifkat me'mhei. V'u'adin ayotze dektisha schita, if it comes out through squeezing or through processing, you make a shahakol. D'ma'at t'chsib atar zeis shemen u'dvash. When the Torah describes in the Shiva Saminim zeis shemen u'dvash, it's not saying the oil, the honey that comes out of the tamarim is one of the shiva saminim. It's saying the tamar itself, hainu tamarim ayotze mehen dvash, which does happen to have that it does give off honey. But dvash gufe, the actual honey, is zeh ba'amu, it's considered zeh ba'amu in halacha. Ve'ena b'chal pri, it's not included in the halachas of ha'etz. Amashkin ayotzen, on the liquids that come out, apple juice, whether it flowed out on its own, what's called mashka. So everything else is going to be shahakol. Now, if you look at this psak in Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that everyone agrees, we'll see machlekes soon, it would seem that everyone agrees that all beverages, when you're drinking a beverage, no matter what it came from, a pomegranate, a cucumber, a watermelon, if it's in a liquid, if it's a fruit juice, then you would make a shahakol nivdavari, except for zeisim va'anovim, except for olives, grapes.